In today's episode, we're talking about how you can pull off an awesome parent night and you get two free games.
Welcome to the Ministry Coach Podcast, where we help you amplify the impact of your youth ministry with weekly tips and tactics. My name is Jeff Lascola. This is
Kristen Lascola.
Now, a few weeks back, we did an episode all about parent meetings and how to make them just great. And this one is kind of similar, but at the same time, completely different, but they both involve parents.
Yeah.
Both involve parents. Sorry, this sounds so weird.
Well, this episode is brought to you by one of our listeners because she had a question of like, well, you say there's like a parent open house and you say there's a parent meeting.
What's the difference?
And I'm like, ooh, I wonder if other people are thinking that too. So we're going to address that in today's episode. So like Jeff said, we did the parent meeting. You could go back and listen to that one if you missed it. And in that I mentioned, we do like a bring your parents to chaos night. Chaos is the name of our youth group. So fill in the blank with whatever yours is. Bring your parents to youth group night. And this is something we only do once a year. And I kind of frame it, like we said, like an open house experience for parents to get a glimpse into what our youth group is like, to meet the small group leader, to see the other kids and their child's small group, and just have a lot of fun. It ends up being a lot of fun, but just prepare yourself. The kids are going to complain leading up to it. Every time when we announce it, all right, November 22nd is bring your parents to chaos. I boo, boo, boo. Kristen, you don't understand. This is the only place where we can get away from our parents.
Where a kid can be a kid. Wasn't that Toys R Us?
Chuck E. Cheese's. Where a kid can be a kid. Probably botched the tune, but. So I'm like, hello, you've been at school for 6 hours today, 7 hours. Right. I don't know how long they go to school, but. The only place you can get away from your parents, school, sports, your friend's house. Like, don't be dramatic, right? Yeah. And then to be honest, the leaders are a little hesitant too. So you're going to have to sell it to them because they're like, this is so awkward. What are we doing in small groups like with small parents? And I'll address that in a minute.
I can't say shut up to the kids because their parents are right there. What should I say instead of shut up?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Well, I'll address that at the end. But I just want you to know, like right off the bat, that you might get a little bit of pushback. But hey, if this is important to you and it's something you want to do, you're going to have to sell it in the right way. It's one night. You know, that's what I always tell the kids, like, my goodness, it's one night and your parents don't have to come. So let's make that clear. It's not, I always tell them, like, if your parents work or don't want to come, like, that's okay. Or maybe you just don't tell your parents about it. I do. I email them. But, you know, I say still come. Yeah. Like, just because your parents can't come doesn't mean you can't come. I've had parents who are wheelchair bound come to this thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, whoa, shed a tear. Like, you wanted to come so bad to your kid's youth group. Like, you had to come in a wheelchair. I've had that happen 2 years in a row where I was just like, oh my gosh, these parents are just like killing me, breaking my heart. But anyways, so here's what a typical night would look like. And guess what you're going to get in this episode? You're going to get two free games. And I know youth pastors like hear games and they're like, what? Give it to me. So I'm going to give you two. And they're very fun. But here's how you would, I've already kind of told you how to break it to your team, break it to the students that you're going to do it. And then when it comes to the planning of the night, one thing I think is super fun is when parents arrive. Well, we have a cafe. I like to have the coffee shop open. You know, parents can come and get a coffee. If you don't have a cafe, maybe just have some coffee or tea, like extra parent goodies, you know, are always exciting. And then a little photo booth so that they can take a picture with their kid. And I think the cherry on top of that photo booth would be to have your ministry logo or name a part of it. Why?
You don't mean like rent a photo booth. You mean like have a photo like backdrop kind of thing.
Either
right?
One. I mean, I typically don't rent them. I think that's expensive. But yeah, we usually set up, I'm glad you clarified. we usually set up just a little backdrop, have a few props, have someone with a camera, maybe get good lighting, and just have like before you start or start a few minutes late, just so that people can take pictures with their kids, ministry logo in there somehow. And then parents post it on their social media. Other parents see it. Like, it's just a fun vibe. And then once we get the night started, I like to pick parents, like one parent and one student for everything I do that night. Mm. So we do something called the impossible shot. Have you ever talked about this before?
I believe so.
Okay. So
give a quick synopsis.
Yeah. The impossible shot. It's kind of like our standing icebreaker for our youth group. I used to do an icebreaker in a game and it was just too much time. So I do a quick icebreaker called the impossible shot. I actually learned it from before it was Download Youth Ministry. It was just Doug Fields. But anyways, he had this idea where you have this little tiny basketball hoop and this little tiny basketball, you put it far away, and then kids get an opportunity to shoot for money. And so every week the stakes go up. I raise it by $1 every week. And in order to shoot, you have to answer an impossible question. That was mine, Doug. I added that. So I ask a ridiculous question like, this week I'm doing something about Will Smith and Chris Rock. It's very,
ooh, very, very topical,
very timely. It's hilarious. And they have to answer the question. Basically, they can say whatever. They're never wrong.
Your question is ridiculous. Their answer can be equally ridiculous.
Now I give them multiple choice. And so they just have to choose one. And then I look at the sound booth. The guys in the tech booth, I'm like, are they right? And they always give me two thumbs up. I'm like, the judges say yes. And then the kid goes and shoots. And if they miss, I'm like, oh, well, next week it's going to go up by $1. And I let two kids have an opportunity, and we play Jump Around by House of Pain, and we have lights, and we just make it a big show. It's pretty fun. So all that to say, I choose one parent for that, one student for that. And that
same like parent kid, like they're related or like random.
You could pit them against each other. I always like a little family competition. I think that's fun. But yeah. And kids like love/hate seeing their parents do stuff. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, like they're all nervous, but it's like fun at the same time. So right off the bat, if you do an icebreaker, if you do an impossible shot, whatever you do, choose parents, get them involved right off the bat. And then, well, you know what another fun parent idea is for an icebreaker is doing a Just Dance. So we recently did an event and we had Just Dance going, and we had this mom who was a dancing machine. She was like, I saw her the next day. She goes, Kristen, I'm so sore from all that dancing of Just Dance.
From all the gyrating.
She wasn't old. Oh. Don't make her sound old. She had so much fun. It was precious. And so you could do a Just Dance and like make people just get up and dance and have a good time. Basically, you want something right at the beginning to just like, we're going to throw ourselves
ramp up the energy
right
real
into
quick.
It. Right into it. Just Dance, impossible shot. Okay. Then we're going to move into the game. So I have two game ideas for you to choose for this night. One of them is called, as if we needed more dancing, Take a Chance. Do a dance. And so the way it's going to work is each round is going to be two or three students up on stage, two or three parents up on stage. And it kind of, if you remember Double Dare from way back in the day, it works a little bit like that. So you decide who goes first, like who has the ball, right? There's no ball, but like who's in control. And you could do that, like pick a number between 1 and 10 or whatever. So say the parents are in control. I'm going to ask the parents a question. So any kind of trivia you want to do.
Okay, go.
What is the name of Anna and Elsa's mother?
Oh,
I don't even know the answer to that.
Magdalene. Correct. No idea.
Okay, so Jeff doesn't know.
I got it wrong.
He got it wrong. So the parents don't know. Now we're going to take it to the students. We ask the students the question, what's the name of Anna and Elsa's mother? If they don't know, it's not like, oh, well, I guess no one knows. Let's go back to our seats. Now it's going to go back to the parents and we're going to say, would you like to end the round or would you like to take a chance and do a dance? And they're obviously going to pick take a chance, do a dance. now it becomes a dance off. And so we play a song and the parents dance just freestyle, just like you give them 20 seconds and they have to do their best dance moves. Then it goes to the students. They have to dance for 20 seconds, best dance moves. During this time, one time we had a kid do the whip and he tried to nay-nay and he stepped.
Which, as anybody knows, you can't combine those that closely together.
You have to combine them. He never made it to nay-nay. He made it to whip. He stepped off the stage, sliced his leg open, ended up going to the hospital, had to call an ambulance. It was the worst parent, best parent night ever.
Right? Very memorable.
I could see his bone.
Yeah.
It was a trail of blood out into the hallway. It was
that shin bone though is like a millimeter away from bone.
He went into shock because he saw his bone. Too. Anyways, so be careful. Make sure people are pushed back. Don't dance near the edge of the stage. And then kind of like how I was saying with the impossible shot, you have someone judge who won the round. You can make it fun with the tech guys. You can have some leaders be judges, or as the MC, you can just decide. And then whichever team wins gets the point. So it's kind of like everyone wins. And that's a super fun game. I've had parents just get so into it. And people are like, people really surprise me with how brave they are. Like, I mean, I'm pretty outgoing, but in a room full of parents right. that I don't know. I don't know if I could be that wild. But anyways, it's a lot of fun. The second game idea, this is one I did last year to change it up a bit. It was called Generational Wars. I don't know if that's what I actually called it, but I'm calling it that tonight because the title helps you understand what the game is. So basically, you get trivia questions from current pop culture that junior hires would know. And then I would kind of like Google what would be sort of the median age of the parents that would be coming and what was popular during that time. And so you ask the kids questions that pertain to what the parents would know. Mm. And then you ask the parents questions to what pertain to what the kids would know. And it's so fun because you watch people like, oh my gosh, how do you not know who that is? Because I'll ask the parents, like I'll show a picture of a popular YouTuber, which is changing all the time, right? And like the kids like start screaming like, ah, my gosh, because they know who it is and it's killing them. And the parents are like, I have no idea. Or the cast of some show like on the Disney Channel, like what character is this? And then for the kids, I've shown them pictures of like an answering machine. Like, what is this? Or what is a Discman? And it's just really fun to watch. Like, and it blows your mind sometimes that you're like, how do you not know what that is? You know, but it's just so fun to emphasize that difference. That's one of my favorite things, is just to get competition going between parents and students. Oh, and then I asked parents like some slang that junior hires were using. Like, what's a bop? Or what does it mean if I say that slaps? And like parents were the answers they can, because they most of the time they don't just say, I don't know.
Right.
They'll come up with some kind of answer. And it's just like, oh my gosh, the kids are like dying laughing. It's a good time.
Do make sure that you, as the youth pastor, that you know what the slang means, so that you're not saying anything that may be inappropriate inadvertently.
That's true. Slaps and bop are perfectly safe.
So. I've heard both. I don't know what either of them means. Slaps is kind of like cool, right?
Yeah, like if you really like something, oh, that slaps. Which was part of my joke with Chris Rock and Will Smith and my impossible shot. Ooh. I think you know where
too
I went
soon?
With that.
Is it too soon?
No, it's not like anyone died.
I know.
Yeah, it's fine. okay, so then we do worship. And man, this is one of my favorite parts. Because your church might be different, but our church, everyone is separate all the time. Because at our size, we can't fit all the students in the auditorium for worship. They would take up too many seats for people that want to go. So everyone does their own worship in their own classroom. So this is such a cool opportunity for parents and children to worship together. I took so many. I hate when people take pictures of people worshiping. I think it defeats the purpose so much, but I couldn't resist because I saw these parents with their arms around their kids and their hands raised. I'm like, And I wanted to set, I texted some of those pictures to the parents later. Like, I got this little candid moment because I know I would love that.
Right.
You know, and so it was just a cool experience. And for parents to see the way junior high worship is, our worship is so fun. You know, we have hand motions of the fast songs, the kids dance, and then the slow songs, they like all put their arms around each other and they sway, and it's really cute. And so I just loved the parents to be able to see, we actually are worshiping with your kids. And that's another cool thing about parent night that I wanted parents to understand, like, your kids are getting fed. Like, we are pulling out all the stops for these kids. It's not like you're just dropping your kid off at like a 2-hour babysitting program. Mm-hmm. Like, we are so intentional with the program that we're giving your kids. And I cringe to think that sometimes kids get back in the car at the end of the night and the parents are like, what'd you guys learn? Nothing.
Right.
You know, it's like, don't say nothing. I've been planning this all week, you know? And so I love parents being able to see the quality of our program firsthand. So if you're really proud of the quality of your program, you're probably going to love a night like this. So then we go into the message, and here's a couple of ideas for a message. Yes, it is a little intimidating to teach in front of a group of parents. I will admit that. And you want to know why? It's because they actually listen. And it's so weird because when you talk to junior hires, they're so distracted and like some of them are listening, but then they're blah, blah, blah. But parents give you their undivided silent eye contact attention. And you're like, what are you doing? Like, it catches me off guard every time. Like, it's so quiet in here. So
yeah, and the kids are more well behaved because they're with their
yeah parents. They're not going to be like on their phone next to their parents. So what I've done on this night before is done a testimony from a student. So we pre-film a student sharing about their faith, and I think that's cool for the parents to catch a glimpse of like a child talking about their relationship with God. Like I said, pre-recorded, edited, all of that. Make it clean. And then another idea.
Clean as in
production edited, quality. Yeah. Yeah. Like,
don't let them swear.
Edit like, out don't all let, the oh. cuss words just for tonight. Any other night, it's fine.
Yeah, you can do whatever.
I cuss a little. And then, have you heard that TikTok audio?
No, I'm not on TikTok
once every year. A little bit. So the other idea is if you can whip up a really great message on like family or parents and children and kind of like tie that bond a little bit. Mm. So if you want to bite that one off, I think that's a really great option for a message as well. So then we go to small groups, and this is my leader's worst nightmare to have the parents in there. But I tell them it's going to be short and we're going to keep it light. So here's two options for this portion of the night. Number one, keep it really light. Just a few questions. Hey, what did you guys think of Jeff's testimony? And what did you learn? And how would you describe your relationship with God? And just keep it light and then just mingle for the rest of the time. And this is a great opportunity for parents and small group leaders to at least get a little bit of FaceTime and get to know each other. The other option is maybe everyone meets together in the small group and you do a little mingling just to meet each other. And then you could have the children and their parents split off one-on-one and have their own little like parent child talk sheet discussion of like, hey, is there anything that I do that makes you feel really loved? Or is there anything that you wish our family did more often? Like, you could just have cool questions to get good conversations started with them. You could make part of it like a Bible study and just have them do a little one-on-one spiritual discussion. So that's also an option with some questions meant just for them. So that is parent night. And every time it ends up going great, except for that kid when he went to the hospital with his leg sliced open. I'm like, of all nights when I'm trying to show you.
Hey, they got the real experience though.
I know, but I'm like, that is the one and only time I've had to call the ambulance. And I still see that kid at church. He's a senior now. And
have the skin grafts taken.
Yeah. He has a huge scar down his shin. Like, he looks like he was in a very bad accident, which he was.
He whipped any nay-nayed. I mean,
Like, this is the thing that only youth pastors can talk about. Like, I had to call the ambulance because somebody whipped. They didn't make it to Nene. And like, we had to drag him out, and there was like a blood smear from the stage to the back hallway.
I would have left that.
I panic. Anyways, so that's parent night. Enjoy. And
yeah, and if you guys want those games, event. There was only two of them, but if you want those games, email us at ministrycoachpodcast@gmail.com and we'll send those over to you. Let's do a question of the day.
Okay.
What is something that, what, okay, let's pose it this way. What was a place that seemed magical when you were a child, mm-hmm. and as an adult, you realize it's really lackluster?
I think we already talked about it once this episode. Chuck E. Cheese's. Does every state have Chuck E. Cheese's? Where a kid can be a kid.
Remember Showbiz?
Nope.
Showbiz Pizza. It was like, no. It was like a, it was the off. Same idea, but they had like a gorilla that would like, would play, and like the animatronics was creepy. Like,
yeah.
Like animatronics. Yeah. It was a.
Okay. So I thought Chuck E. Cheese, and I never called it Chuck E. Cheese's. I called it Chuck E. Cheese, was like just, I would get amped, like, yeah. I thought I was like going to a casino, like it was a big deal, and we're gonna have pizza and there's a show and like music, and like I would go there and it was just like, wow. And then taking our kids there as an adult, I remember the first time I'm like, let's take her to Chuck E. Cheese, I was like, this place sucks.
Yeah, I wanted to just hose the whole place down with Purell first, yeah. of all. And then actually, even when I was a kid, I realized that the ball pit balls just reeked of urine.
Yeah.
Which I felt like was every single one you'd go to. And I was like, is it just the diapers leak? Or
I don't want to talk about
it. But just, and I think that's why they got banned. Like, I don't think you can even go in ball pits anymore.
Yeah. Just a random sock.
It's like a child's litter box is what it is.
That is so true.
And I doubt they're ever cleaned. That, but I don't,
like,
know if I can.
You know the prizes? Like, I remember being like, oh my gosh, prizes.
I got 10,000 tickets and I won a plastic ring.
Yeah, like stuff like that. But when I was little, it was like, I got my loot. Like, I was so excited. And being an adult, I'm like, this is so dumb.
Right. Like, and you start calculating.
$25 exactly. for a Chinese finger trap. Right. And to get.
Oh, you scored then. That's pretty cool.
And to get the stomach flu.
I don't know if I have one better than Chuck E. Cheese's. Maybe McDonald's. Like, I remember going there as a family.
Yeah. And like night out.
Exactly.
We're going
out to
dinner.
It felt like we were going out to dinner at McDonald's.
That was Taco Bell for me.
And I remember asking my parents later on in life where I was like, why did we do that?
Were we
and
poor?
Well, yes, we were. But number two, I think they just said it was like one of the only places that they could take us. And it's like not have to worry that we were like
there's
animals.
No standards. It's exactly. The Walmart of the food.
It's the McDonald's of McDonald's. Like, it's just, yeah, there is no standard.
But I remember when ball pits and tubes became a thing, and then you'd go to McDonald's, you're like, I got a Happy Meal. And I gotta go with the tubes.
Right.
Like, this is the best day ever. Free refills on soda. I remember just like Sprite tubes. Like, it was like living my best.
Sprite tubes.
Living my best life.
So put in the comments below what's something that you thought was so magical as a child and then realized it was really lackluster as an adult. Now we're going to do comment of the day, community comment of the day. This is from Katie Vipperman.
Oh, I like her.
Okay. I want to say Katie Viperman, but it is Vipperman, I believed. Says, I found your channel in mid-October and I have finally watched all your videos.
Whoa.
I have taken so many notes and I am. Can I finish? Can I finish?
Can I add in sound effects?
Yeah, you can.
And enhance this?
All right,
this?
Add some more sound effects to this. I have taken so many notes and I'm so excited to bring many new changes this coming year. Thank you so much. Thank you, Katie Vipperman.
Katie Vipperman.
I like her.
I love her. She's the best.
Hey, you guys, if you haven't already left a review on our podcast channel, we'd really appreciate it if you did that, or if you just want to leave a comment in the comment section below here on YouTube. Make sure you do that. Also, make sure you like and subscribe, and we will see you next time.